outside of perspectives, a white, unassuming, three-story building on a busy street corner in St. Louis Park. Parents are going in and out, dropping off their kids and picking them up. Near an area roped off by caution tape, a group of 11 to 13-year-olds are watching an artist pour molten aluminum into sand molds.
Comes the pour.
The molds are of sculptures that the kids created with found objects. Once the aluminum is poured and cooled, the young artists get to break the molds apart with hammers.
Yep.
That's the sound of adult leaders praising the work of Freya Wade, a local 11-year-old who's been coming here for years. When I drove up to the building, Freya was waiting for the aluminum to be poured and was burning off energy doing cartwheels. She's tall for her age, and her lankiness tells me that she's only going to get taller. She's often chatting and smiling.
And are you happy with the result?
Yeah, but some of it kind of messed up because they didn't put enough in it, but they might fix it though.
Bree is referring to Sarah Hansen. She works for Free Arts Minnesota, an organization that coordinated the sculpture program at Perspectives. A few weeks later, Hansen is with Freya and her family at the Minneapolis Institute of Art.
Well, most exciting maybe is the holding the tangible cast object after this long process of mystery a little bit and curiosity that there's this final result.
Soon, Freya's sculpture is going to be unveiled. Yep, Freya's work is going up, along with other young artists who participated in the Free Arts Minnesota program in the same place as Rembrandt and Van Gogh. How does it feel to see it in a case like that?
I feel really special.
Can you describe your sculpture for me?
It's kind of like a trophy, I think. It has a wheel, and then it has, I wrote my mom and dad on it. Then it has my name on it. Then I used the sides of sunglasses, and I broke those off to make arms. And then I have like a little circuit board, kind of French fries for like antennas. And then I have the rings on like the French fries.
Also checking out the piece is Freya's mom, dad, and little sister.
It's really nice. She did a good job.
How are you feeling, Fred?
I'm feeling good. Seeing my dad up front, seeing the proud father.
Very proud, but not surprised. I visited Freya and her family at home in St. Louis Park, just a few blocks from Perspectives, the after-school program where the casting took place. Freya's mom says she's always been artistic.
I know she won't get in any trouble. She comes home and goes straight upstairs in her room and starts doing her work.
Bree and I went up to her bedroom that she shares with her little sister. It's full of stuff she's made.
I have some of my wallets. I have this Tootsie Roll wallet, and it like pulls out, and then it has... I'm trying to make a scarf, but I need to get more black. So business card holder out of my business card. I got a Fuji Polaroid, and I made it a case for my camera. Then I have two sides.
Free is not only a budding artist, but also an entrepreneur who likes to give the money she makes to good causes.
For school, we did this thing called exhibition. One of the things I remember, we did women's rights, and I sold my duct tape wallets all over the school, and then I did a sale in front of my house, and then I saved all the money, and we had it at school, and we earned $250, and we gave it to... women's rights.
Freya's already on Instagram. She hopes to begin selling her wares on Etsy soon.
I don't want to be like everybody else's art, so I like look on Google and see if I can find anything, and then if I don't find it, I can make it.
Spoken like an artist who has plans to make her way in the world. For KFAI, I'm Manda Lilly. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.